This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a very special individual, Dr. Jay Robinson. Jay is now at the Kaiser Permanente System. Jay, do you want to take a moment to introduce yourself, and then I'll ask you a number of questions?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Scott. It's really a pleasure to be with you. Again, my name is Jay Robinson, and I'm a clinical psychologist by background. I've been in healthcare for 25 plus years and started my career with the Department of Veterans Affairs as a staff psychologist and moved throughout various roles within that department and moved into the private sector about 2012. Worked with Methodist Lobonner Healthcare as well as AMITA, and now I'm with Kaiser Permanente. I'm currently the hospital administrator for Kaiser Westside and Kaiser Sunnyside, as well as our ambulatory surgery center. So I'm very excited about joining the Kaiser team. I've admired this team for a long time.
Well, and Kaiser is, if not the preeminent organization in healthcare today, it's at least one of the few.
I would agree.
Tell us a little bit about how you sort of got started and what made you make the transition from sort of clinical psychologist. You know, for all the criticism the VA takes, the people there are magnificent, and the level of care and how much they care about their patients and the veterans is amazing. And the more you talk to the VA and leaders of the VA, the more you understand it. What made you at some point transition from the VA
to the private sector? Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, A, let me answer the question about going from being a clinician to an administrator. And it started when I recognized some of the access issues to behavioral health. And, you know, I would complain about it and talk about it. And I found myself at one point saying either, you know, be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. And I know that sounds cliche, but that's really what drove me into administration. And I moved from various roles, from unit leadership to system leadership to service line leadership, and really enjoyed being with the Department of Veterans Affairs. It was truly a mission focused organization. I love working with veterans. My dad was a veteran, and so it felt like an honor to serve there. Moving into the private sector was a tough decision. It was I had moved a lot with the VA, and truly my son said to us, you know, it'd be great. I don't mind moving with you, Dad, but it'd be great to graduate with my class. And that made me seriously look outside the VA, and I'd landed at Methodist Lobonner Healthcare. And I would tell you, you know, keeping the family happy is very important, and that drove a lot of my decision to leave the department and join the private sector.
And speaking of family, you've got a magnificent family. How proud are you of them? Are you?
Yeah. Oh, immensely. Four kids. My oldest is 23. I have a 19-year-old at the University of Georgia, 14-year-old and a 9-year-old. And so really, really proud of the kids. And my family has just been completely supportive and very resilient. My wife has truly made the art of moving and finding new schools. She's got it down to a science.
Well, congratulations on that. Thank There's you. No greater gift in life than what you've accomplished there. Tell us a little bit about, as you move into Kaiser Permanente, amazing organization, what do you sort of view as your biggest priority this year? What's the biggest priority for you, for what you're trying to do, for the system, et cetera?
Sure. Yeah. One of the things and the great opportunity in running both hospitals is to look at where there are variations in care. So one, trying to reduce a lot of the variation I see between the two facilities, looking for opportunities to integrate and drive value to our members. Having a big focus on engagement. As you've known me for a while, Scott, that's always top of mind for me, because I truly believe you can't get excellence unless you have highly engaged employees. And the last piece I would say is a big focus is really working on throughput. And that's throughput and flow of patients between the hospitals, within the hospitals, and also looking at how do we better repatriate Kaiser members who are being in the community? How do we get them back into our system? Because I truly believe that once they get back into our system, they receive a higher level of care that they're entitled to.
So improving variation, improving throughput, I mean, reducing variation, just getting better. And you start with a great system as it is. And how do you bring more value to your team, to your patients, to your population, and so forth? You've been a leader now throughout your career. You've had great different roles. Right. You're also a clinical psychologist by background.
Right.
What advice do you have for leaders? What kind of advice do you give leaders, people becoming leaders? What thoughts do you have?
Thanks for asking me that. I think about this a lot because I feel like a part of my role is to help grow leaders and develop leaders who I work around. If I had to say what maybe my top five are, I think one is keep patience, particularly for healthcare leaders, keep patience at the north of your decisions. Make sure that every decision you make, you think about that in the context of how would this impact the patients we serve or the members we serve. I think that's critical in our fervor to get cost savings and our fervor to drive efficiencies. We have to continue to keep patients at the center, and I'm proud to work with an organization that does that. The other piece of advice was always seek pushback. I think sometimes we get in the role of leader and we think we have the answers. And I actively ask people to argue with me or disagree with me because it helps clarify my thinking, helps me defend my positions. And I think it's a sign of a mature leader to seek that feedback. Celebrate successes. We fail to do that a lot of times in the pace of healthcare and the pace of business, really. I think it's important that you celebrate those successes and learn how to do that in meaningful ways. And you should be celebrating a success every day. I really think it's important to find those and celebrate those with your staff. Don't take yourself too seriously. I see so many people fold under the pressure of leadership, and I think it's important to not take yourself too seriously. I'm fortunate enough to have a great aunt that is over 100 years old now, and that was her one piece of advice: just don't take yourself too seriously. And I've incorporated that into my thinking.
And so, Jay, what I heard from you was really several things. One, you have to be patient. Particularly in the world of healthcare, there is this need for urgency to improve things, but you have to be patient with your team so that you don't burn them out, so you keep them focused, keep them excited, keep them positive.
Absolutely.
Two is don't be afraid to seek feedback. Most of us don't want to hear it when feedback is bad. We all want to hear it was good, but be open to seeking feedback all the time.
Absolutely.
Third is celebrate victories and celebrate everything, and not to be cliche about it, but you got to find reasons almost every day to celebrate something. So if today I'm able to have a great interview and discussion with Jay Robinson, that is something that our producer and I will celebrate today and enjoy it. And just fantastic. And fourth is don't take yourself too seriously. And again, great advice. So thank you. A different question for you, Jay. You've worked with some great leaders. I know some of them. Anyone that you particularly admire, that you particularly look up to, and or why?
Yeah, I'll tell you, and that's true. And a part of my success has been I've been very fortunate to be around some incredible leaders. And I was one person that inspires me that I've not worked with, but I just I'm a big fan. But let me give you a quick list. One of my early mentors has been Dr. Mike Ugwiki. He is the CEO of Methodist Lebanon Healthcare, and the focus that he has on quality is just truly inspiring. And I remember working with him, and when I first met him, he really was pushing us to reach top decile with everything. And it was tough, but that focus, that rigor that he pushed us to have really drove our results up. And it's something that I've learned and taken with me every place I've gone, and it's helped me to get incredible results with quality. And it's, I think that focus on quality becomes your brand, it becomes your marketing, and that's what your patients expect. So Mike truly was someone who had an impact on my thinking there. Another, and this probably no shocker, is Bernard Tyson. And I've just started working with him, but have admired him for a long time. And just because he was one of the people that I saw speaking about social determinants very early on, and in particular, being forceful about the importance of addressing mental health issues. And just that he has taken that stance and also been very successful in growing the organization is truly impressive to me. And I can tell that Kaiser as an organization takes the issue of behavioral health extremely seriously. And beyond just talking about it, we resource it. And that's, I'm really proud to be a part of that. another leader who has inspired me, and again, I've not worked with him, is Elon Musk. You talk about somebody who has a grand vision that's inspiring. You know, he doesn't talk about just rocket flight. He talks about going to Mars. He talks about getting out of carbon-based fuels. And I view him as truly inspiring because of his grand vision. But Scott, if I had to tell you, my biggest influence in terms of a leader, it's really been my mother. She's deceased now, but Myrna Robinson truly was a phenomenal person. And one thing she instilled in me that I think has helped me be successful, and that is treat everybody fairly, be authentic in your interactions, and you'll be successful. And I think about that every day. I take that with me in my interactions, whether it's with a CEO or whether it's with an EVS staff member. I truly, truly try to be authentic in my interactions.
Well, I'll tell you, what your mother taught you shows through in all your interactions. There's few people I've gotten over the last decade or so that are as completely as nice a person every day as you are, and as good a person to work with every day as you are. So, obviously, a great leader in your mother. And then the three others you mentioned, obviously, Michael Yudwicki and Bernard Tyson, wonderful leaders in healthcare, just tremendous leaders. Michael, I got a chance to know way before he was CEO of a multi-billion-dollar system, when he was an assistant administrator of a system, and is the same person today as he was then, but now leading a large group or a huge organization, and has grown in leadership so much over the years, but the same good person that he always was. And Bernard Tyson, an unbelievable leader and guiding force behind the growth of Kaiser over the last decade to two. Just magnificent group. Jay, one final question.
Sure.
How do you keep yourself motivated day in, day out? How do you keep yourself excited and after it and trying to make great things happen at the systems you work with?
Yeah. There's really two things, Scott. The first thing is I love to learn. I have intellectual curiosity, and that inspires me to read. It inspires me to learn about topics outside of healthcare, and that thirst for knowledge, it keeps me inspired. I love to solve problems, and that's in a hospital environment. Unfortunately, we see a lot of problems, and so trying to dig into those and learn more about the issue is truly inspiring. The other thing that inspires me is patients and families. You know, I feel truly blessed to be a part of a process, their process of healing. So during tough days, when I'm concerned about budget or concerned about some metric, I can walk on a floor and just be inspired by the human condition and how people are focused on healing and how I'm a part of the environment that they're healing in. And I feel honored to have their trust to do that. And it truly motivates me to see how we can participate in that process of healing for our patients. So those are the two things that get me going in the morning.
That's fantastic. It's just the constant learning and the actually taking care of patients and making sure patients are getting taken care of are the greatest reasons of all.
Right.
Jay, it's always great to visit with you. You're one of the best people I know in healthcare, and just always a pleasure to talk to. I appreciate you so much joining our podcast, and look forward to visiting with you again shortly. But you're just an outstanding leader in person. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Scott. It really has been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you soon.